Mom says I act like my dad, even though he died when I was little. How can that happen if I never even knew him?
That's because you're still his daughter. You're like him because he's your dad. Do you look like your mom or dad? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. Do you have traits like your mom or dad? Like maybe you have the same eye color or hair color, or maybe you're tall or short just like your grandma or grandpa. That's part of being in an earthly family. But did you know that if you're a part of God's family, you should share some spiritual traits too? For example, God is forgiving, so you should be forgiving. And since God loves you, you should love others too. Those things help people know that you belong to Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 says, "Be imitators of God as dear children." Now let's listen to our story. It's entitled, "Daddy's Girl." "Mom, who do I look like?" asked Avia while her mother braided her hair. "Who do you look like?" repeated Mom. "Well, let's see." Mom gently tugged on Avia's hair. "Duck," she said. "I look like a duck?" Avia laughed, knowing Mom meant for her to tip her head so she could braid the hair at the bottom of her neck. Mom laughed too, then took a long look at both of their faces in the mirror. "Actually, that's an easy question. You look more like your father, more so every day." Avia's father had died when she was very small. "You remind me of your dad so much. You not only resemble him in appearance, you act like him too. You eat just as fast as he did," Mom teased as they walked to the kitchen to fix breakfast. "Isn't it weird that I hardly knew Dad, but now I look like him and act like him?" Avia asked as she set the table. "You always say I like the same foods he did, asparagus and beets, and even sandwiches with pickles and peanut butter on them. I wonder how come I'm like him so much when he's not here for me to copy." "I believe you do those things naturally because Dad is a part of you. He's passed on some of his characteristics to you, like similar taste buds," said Mom as she poured apple juice. "You also act like him in other ways because you've heard stories about him and have started doing some of the same things he used to do, like seeing how many old cars you can spot on a road trip." She smiled at Avia. "It's kind of like what happens when someone becomes a child of God." "You mean because he's our heavenly father, we don't see him, just like I don't see Dad?" asked Avia. Mom nodded. "We don't see God, but we act like him because the Holy Spirit, who is God, lives in us. We read about God in the Bible and see glimpses of him in the lives of other Christians, and we talk about what he does in our lives." Mom squeezed Avia's hand. "With God's help, we become more and more like our heavenly father every day." So how about you? Can others tell that God is your heavenly father by the way you live? Do your words and actions make it easy for people to identify you as a child of God? Today's Bible reading lists a number of things that describe how God's children should live. Trust the Lord to develop these characteristics in your life so others will see your heavenly father in you. Our key verse is Ephesians 5:1.
"Imitate God, therefore, in everything you do, because you are his dear children."
And our key thought for today, live like a child of God. Hey, if you'd like to spend more time with God every day, you can get the Keys for Kids devotional books in the mail for free. It's an easy way to grow closer to God. When you sign up, you'll receive a printed copy every 3 months with each day's story and Bible verses to read. Plus, you'll get bonus coloring and activity pages too, along with the "Hey Zach" question in every copy. Ask your parents for help to sign up for a free subscription to Keys for Kids when you go to keysforkids.org/getkeys. That's keysforkids.org/getkeys. I'm Zach. This is Keys for Kids, a listener-supported ministry.